Right. The Herald Sun reported this morning that the Independent Broad-Based Anti-Corruption Commission, a.k.a. IBAC, is investigating this long-running dispute between the fire services. Now, about a dozen people who run different bits of our fire services have either been forced out or resigned, or Dan Stevens was the most recent one. The English guy who was running the MFB, he stepped down. You remember Jane Garrett, the former Emergency Services Minister, she stepped down. And there's just been this rumour, absolutely no proof of anything, but just this rumour that the UFU, the United Firefighters Union, has something over the state government. Anyway, IBAC's investigating to explain more. Here's our state politics reporter, James Talia. Good afternoon.
Hello there, Tom.
Well, it's funny, the Herald Sun is calling this a secret investigation. It's not very secret now, is it?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because IBAC investigations are meant to be secret. That's the problem. In fact, if you're called to testify at IBAC, it's an offence for you to tell anyone but your lawyer that you've been called to do so. How the Herald Sun has this, I don't know. I'm assuming what they have is correct, but it's fascinating stuff. It's not just a rumour, Tom. Remember, last year at one point, Peter Marshall, the Secretary of the UFU, publicly said in an interview that he had a deal with the government, that he believed the government.
He did backtrack from that later on.
Well, but it created the atmosphere, didn't it, to set the hairs running, if you like, to say that something is afoot that the public doesn't know about, because the government does appear to have been bending over backwards these past few years to try to keep the union on side. And I just wonder whether or not it's some disaffected people who have a problem with that, or that perception, who have referred this to IBAC.
But, I mean, IBAC presumably isn't just doing this because someone's referred it. I mean, they must think that there's a prima facie case that something is a bit sniffy here.
Well, it depends how far they've gone in investigating it. I guess it's the difference between taking a referral and going as far as, well, should we look into this or not? That's sort of the first thing they would do. And then if they decide that it is worth investigating, then it's a proper investigation. I have no way of knowing at this stage how far into either one of those processes they may have gone, but certainly it would be interesting to know.
Indeed. All right. How long will it take, do you reckon?
How long is a piece of string, unfortunately? it's another aspect of IBAC. It takes as long as it takes, and for most of that time, we don't know. Generally, if IBAC conducts public hearings, that is the very end point of an IBAC investigation. They've already done everything they need
to.
Right,
we're not there yet, are we?
We're nowhere near that yet, I wouldn't have thought. No.
All right, James, thank you. We'll let you get back to it. James Talia there, 3AW State Politics Reporter. News headlines in a moment. First though, Rod, go ahead.
Yeah, g'day, Tom. But everything that's happened with the MFB and the CSA, I hate to say it because I don't like them, but I believe there has to be a Royal Commission into the culture.
Yeah.
Possibility of false work claims. You can even go to tax evasion, because I tell you what, I've known a lot of fires over my time, and a lot of them had cash jobs.
Yes, I know a couple of fireys. They told me there's heaps of blokes who, you know, run whole businesses on the side because they sort of know their hours in advance, which is fine. I mean, if you're capable of doing two jobs, that's fine. But look, Rod, how about this? If IBAC finds a real smoking gun here, and they might, although most of these reports usually get, you know, there's some thick bureaucratic report that is released and ends up in a drawer and nothing's ever done. But let's just say they find out something serious. Maybe we'll get a Royal Commission, or maybe the police will get involved straight away. I just don't know. Again, I know nothing other than rumours. And the rumours are, without giving too much detail, because I don't want to get in trouble, that the UFU, and particularly Peter Marshall, has something on the Premier, Daniel Andrews. What that something is, I just don't know. Tony Tardio joins us now for the news headlines. Tony, good afternoon.
He's a friend of yours, Peter Marshall.
Well, I wouldn't say we're friends, but
Well, of all of the people he would speak to on this radio station, you're the only one he speaks to.
Yeah.
So you obviously appeal to him in some way.
Well, The headquarters of the UFU, which has some very interesting graffiti all around the outside of it, is just near where I live. So quite often I'll be popping down for a soy latte on, you know, Brunswick Street or something, and there's the UFU HQ right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so sort of in the same hood together.
That's handy.
Hmm.